When performed correctly, shoeing causes no pain to a horse. First, the farrier removes the old shoe using pincers before trimming the hoof wall with nippers. This is similar to you or me having our fingernails cut. A hoof knife is then used to trim and clean the sole and frog of the hoof.
That's the best we get his nails clipped,
that,
is it?
Sorry?
That's the best we get his nails clipped,
isn't it? That's right, yeah. That's right. The excess that's grown over the last sort of 6 weeks.
What is that stuff then? Is it a bit like...
It's like your hair, like your nails.
Is it?
That's made of keratin, yeah. Made of titanium tubes.
The farrier then puts the new shoes in a forge where the steel becomes red hot and can then be shaped and customised to the horse's foot using hammer and anvil. The shoes are then held against the horse's hoof to make sure they fit properly. This is called hot shoeing and makes for a better fit. The hot shoes are then placed in water to cool them before being nailed on. The nails are driven into the hoof wall. The farrier cuts off the sharp points and uses a clincher to bend the rest of the nail so it is almost flush with the hoof wall. Finally, the farrier uses a rasp, which is a large file, to smooth the edge where it meets the shoe and eliminate any sharp edges. The hooves are then given a final rub down, and it's job done.